thanks for joining us again on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about the vice of sloth and the virtue of stewardship. And today, we're going to take some time to reflect on and pray about what it looks like for you and I to live a life of stewardship. You know, I think one of the most important shifts that we need to make as believers is learning to view ourselves not as owners, but as stewards, as managers, where we realize that our finances, our time, our abilities, our relationships, these are gifts that God has graciously entrusted us to manage on His behalf, which means that they don't ultimately belong to us. They're His. And when we begin to view ourselves as stewards rather than as owners, I believe that it helps us to fight against this vice of sloth, because we understand that we're managing something that doesn't really belong to us. And one day we're going to have to answer to the Lord. We're going to have to stand before Him and give an account for what we have done with what He has given to us. And so today I want us to take a look at a passage from 1 Peter chapter 4 that speaks to this idea of us being stewards. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, it says this: "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Here in these verses, Peter is reminding us that the gifts that we have received have ultimately come from God, and therefore we are called to faithfully steward them, and we're called to use these gifts to serve one another. And he says that in everything we do, the words we speak, our actions, our service, we should do these things with the strength that God has graciously provided us with, so that through our effort, through our words, through our actions, God will receive the glory and Jesus will be praised through the way that we live our life and through the way that we steward what God has given us. And so I want to give you a few questions to reflect on when it comes to this virtue of stewardship, and they're somewhat related to this passage. The first question is this: how do these verses here in 1 Peter chapter 4 challenge our understanding of stewardship with our time, our talents, and these resources? How do these verses challenge our understanding of stewardship of our time, talents, and resources? The second question is this: how does active stewardship directly combat this vice of sloth? What role do you think godly rest plays in our ability to steward God's gift well? So how does stewardship fight against this vice of sloth? And what role does this godly rest, not laziness, but godly rest, play in our ability to steward God's gifts well? Number three, here's a more personal one. How are you actively using your life, your gifts, and your resources that God has given you? Are there ways you allow your gifts and resources to lie dormant due to laziness or fear? So how are you leveraging the things that God has given to you, that God has entrusted to you? Are there certain ways that you're allowing those gifts to not be used to their fullest potential? And finally, number four, how can you cultivate stewardship and hard work for the Lord in your life without doing so in an effort to try to earn God's love and affection? I think this is a helpful question, because this idea of stewardship and working hard and striving to honor the Lord is not an attempt to try to earn God's love or to earn God's favor. It's actually in response to the love and the grace that God has shown us. And so as we wrap up, I want to lead us in a time of prayer and then give you a chance to pray as well. And here's the prayer prompt for today. It's to ask God to help us to transform any area of laziness in our life, any area of sloth in our life, into active stewardship, where we are using what God has given us to honor and glorify Him. And so, Father, we thank You for the gifts that You have given us in our life, for our finances, for the time we have, for our careers, for the relationships, for our family. We thank You, God, that every good and perfect gift has come from You. And so, Lord, help us to view ourselves not as owners of these gifts, but simply as stewards, as managers who have been entrusted with them. And help us to steward them well in a way that brings You glory and that brings You honor and that ultimately points others to You. It's in the name of Your Son, Jesus, that we pray and that we ask these things. Amen.